Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
Live from the Tooth Cave.
Like, we're not from the Tower of Joshua anymore. We are here a year later.
With
Joshua.
What up?
Pancakes. And
Queen Bee.
Queen Bee.
I don't know what you want me to call myself.
I call her Babe in this house. But we are live from a remote area, somewhere in the Hudson Valley, some lake somewhere.
On this beautiful winter day where it's 61
degrees. First day of winter, 60 degrees.
60 degrees.
Gotta love global warming.
Yeah.
Lake Peekskill, purify yourself.
Purify.
Oh, Annie, oh, shout out to Annie.
Yep.
Shout out to Cortina.
Yep.
He's not from Lake Peekskill.
Shout out to Jiffy Pop.
Nope, they're all Putnam Valley.
Well, anyway.
Whatever. Same shit.
My brother.
No. So, guys, we it's been a year since we last been together for this for this occasion.
Since the last two, it's been a year.
Yeah.
You're right, Tone.
Oh, no, for real. We started this thing a year ago. Yeah. And here we are, 23 episodes later.
Sure. Wow,
23?
This is the 23rd episode.
Wow. Michael Jordan
or 24, numbers. I don't know.
Wow. LeBron numbers.
Yeah.
Not much has changed since then.
No, but like we haven't done one together since. And
Well, Katie's here now.
Yeah.
And the queen of the pod.
Yeah, she's going to chime in and hang with us.
Introduce yourself.
I was in one other one.
Yes, she was.
She did.
Briefly. Yeah.
She was there.
Briefly and drunkly.
Yeah.
Just similar to right now.
Basically.
Very fun.
Just like Kelly.
Basically.
Kelly was great, yeah.
Let's dive
Shout
right in.
Shout out Kelly Ventura.
Shout out Teal.
Yeah. Shout out to the gods. Big up. So where do we start, guys?
NFL.
We are 2 weeks, we're week 16?
So week 16.
Week 16.
That's from, when was the last time we were here?
Last time what?
Like, we talked about NFL. Midpoint?
Wow.
So that was like mid-November. So we were like week 8, week 9.
Sure.
You guys did a mid-season pod about NFL?
We did one of them.
That's when the Giants were actually like...
Well, I was just going to say, we were bad. Gosh, how about the Giants?
I think we were 1-7 at that point. I think we were 1-7. But now we've accumulated a couple wins.
Doesn't matter.
Over every backup quarterback that is...
except for Nick Mullins. You couldn't beat Nicky Mully.
I fully
Nikki Schmundy.
Admit that I do not watch the games anymore.
She doesn't watch the games.
I don't at all.
Yeah. Especially the night games. You hate the night
but
games.
Rick,
well, I always hated the night games, but I do not watch.
Is Rick still watching the games?
No. Rick's golfing mostly, so.
So there you have it, Juice. Giant fans just checking out.
They're checking out.
And I checked out last year, too.
There's no quarterback in sight, I don't think.
So no.
Eli's coming back.
Yeah, but who just said, didn't someone just say Shermer?
Yeah,
I think he just said, like, Eli, he could be our quarterback for the next few years.
Yeah, I think Eli, listen, we're going to
Wait, you're sticking with him?
Who else are we going to get?
Joe Flacco.
Anybody else? fully anybody else.
First of all, Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco, whenever
Jameis Winston.
Whoa.
Jameis.
First of all, Eli's on the books for what, $25 million next year?
Good luck.
Flacco and Jameis would never sign with the Giants with Eli still there.
Correct.
Why would they do that?
I think Eli's coming back.
They're going to have to draft a guy either the first round.
You can't be serious.
Because there's no other option. Who are you
Eli
gonna,
will be back, Katie.
Who's going to play quarterback?
Eli. It'll be Eli.
No, it's going to be Eli. Maybe you draft somebody. But
and then
nobody,
draft somebody.
And send him back good. For a year.
They'll compete for the job, but
right.
That quarterback that you draft is not going to beat Eli in training camp.
I have literally been done with him for years, though.
He's the media darling of
Katie,
the
He's my quarterback.
Katie right? actually sounds like a ton of Giant fans.
You're
at the other end of the spectrum.
I've been off of him
Katie's
for years.
Sees what's going on, like actual play wise with Eli. You are the like
I'm ready.
Defender of Eli,
true.
No matter
that's
what.
That's not true. I'm ready to move on from Eli if you who's back, who's coming in?
Who anybody else? What's like, the guy's don't name?
Lautner.
How about
you don't draft some Fugazi fourth round guy from Richmond when you know he'll never be that good?
Why do you think they drafted him? Because they drafted Saquon Barkley. And this is the argument.
So you don't think they can trade another second round pick to get a guy or sign a free agent? You're telling me your backup is going to be a guy from Richmond? You want a guy from Richmond?
No.
Anyway, Eli's been cooked for years.
I want any.
A lot of people have seen it. It's got to go.
It's funny how
I don't really know Saquon like, deserves what I'm talking about much, Saquon but deserves I know a guy. That I want anybody else. I'm done.
Wow. Katie, say it again.
So
that's the thing. I think you bring when you.
And I know I'm not the only one. I know that I don't know much what I'm talking about, but I know I'm not the only one that feels that.
I agree with you. I think he's done. He's cooked.
I've been done with
him
for years.
Who's gonna play quarterback? So I think he has to compete for the job with somebody. And I just don't know.
There hasn't been anybody.
There hasn't been anybody by default. So they need to build the rest of the
team. It is by. I think it totally is by default. What do you do?
Well,
because obviously they're not in that position to draft somebody, and they're not gonna. What free agent will sign with the Giants when Eli's there? If you cut him, you owe a lot of money. You have Beckham money, Barkley money. You're not gonna get a big time quarterback.
What's his contract?
I think like 23 or 25 million for next year, Eli.
Yeah, stupid money. If they cut him, I think they save $18 million, but they'll never do that. They won't cut him.
So anyway. Cut to the chase. Enough of Eli the guy next year.
I mean, why are we spending this long talking about them? Next.
Well, Eli's a Jerry. He's a Jerry.
I won't know anything that you're talking about, but next.
No, I mean, the Giants, they're pretty much stuck with Eli. I think that's the overall.
Paul, do you want the
wine?
Yeah, on that one. I mean,
Redhead War.
Going right through it. We got the big bottle of wood.
We got the UB40 having a party over here.
Wine.
Bunch of winos over here.
What about, that, Jerry?
What about the real quarterback
in New York?
In New York.
Josh Allen?
Oh.
He's playing good. Josh Allen's playing all right.
Good one.
But now, Sammy? Sammy Donald?
You talking about Sammy D now?
Yeah.
Sammy so that's D. A real quarterback. We have...
Last two games, especially.
The best quarterback under the age of 21. He's had
two
right now.
He's had two plays the last two games. To Robbie Anderson, where he just eluded the line and ran and boom, bing, bang.
Bing, bing, boom.
Bing, bing, boom. End of the day. But
he's going to be great.
Yeah.
You saw the game against the Texans, right?
March time.
Field.
Yeah.
You didn't see it? Anyway.
Too bad.
Yeah. Too bad. Good for you. He looked great.
And they lost the game, which was good. They didn't come with points.
No O-line protection. No wide receivers.
That's the thing.
Running backs that are like... He's doing like... It was like Vinnie Morton from like Carson South. It was... it was not too much.
I think
it was
your great. Next step is just get a number one wide receiver.
That's what we're going to do. Big up.
Yeah.
Katie will be a Jet fan.
Well, as of today. It never happened. But as of today, they stand at what? The fourth pick?
Third pick.
So who's the guy?
He should be the number one
Williams,
pick.
Right? Who's the guy on Bama? The tackle. Jonah.
I want Bosa. I want Bosa.
Yeah, but he's going number one. The Niners.
They have a good shot.
I think
the Raiders are going to beat the Broncos.
Raiders, I think they're going to beat the Broncos, too.
Because Vance Joseph is done.
Done.
He's fired.
Yeah.
It's the Raiders' last home game on a Monday night. Who are you betting on? Yeah. I'm taking Oakland all day.
Oakland's, I think, getting 2.5. Are they getting or are they laying?
Either way, they're winning.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know. Wow. So
it's going to be...
Next year, where do they play?
Circus. They're getting 3 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're playing an off-site stadium until they build the Vegas.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, that's a deal? They're not playing in Alameda County?
Something's going on with that stuff.
Interesting. So where are they going to play next year?
Golden State's gone, too. Warriors.
Yeah. They're going somewhere different.
I think the A's are trying to stay.
Marshawn Lynch just had a speech. Everyone's getting out of here.
In the
We have to keep the athletics here.
That's
what he came down to.
Well, no, they are. They're talking about building a stadium. Like, keeping the A's there, which would be kind of cool, right? Katie's zoned out over there. So
Katie's focused on the Nick game right now. Looking at Frank Nicolina just poop his pants.
He's
on
not
the
even on the
Madison
floor.
Program.
Calm down, Jerry.
Total disaster.
He's not even on the floor.
No, that guy on Atlanta is so freaking tall.
Which one?
Number 20?
Collins?
Oh no, I see. 14.
Deadman.
14, yeah. He's super freaking tall.
Deadman.
Yeah.
Kinda looks like Rob. Shout out to Rio. Rio Bronson.
Rio Bronson. I
playoffs?
Like that. I like that.
Who do you guys like for the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl? Wow. AFC? Chiefs are not making
it. Wait. What was your preseason prediction? Start. You go first.
I have it up. I had Chargers. I had Chargers going to the Super Bowl.
You had Chargers Rams, I think. You had the LA Super Bowl.
Oh my God. Chargers Saints. Say that.
The LA Super Bowl in Atlanta.
I had Chargers Saints.
I think,
You had did you really?
I have it here.
Okay. I had Saints Steelers. That's,
it could still happen. I think I had Pats Rams.
Well, I mean, all three could still happen.
And I think yours looks like the best.
Chargers Saints. But I think if I had to pick right now, I think the Saints are going to go.
Saints.
Yeah. I think Saints are definitely
going to go. I want the Saints to win.
I want the Rams to go, but I think the Saints are
going to
go.
No, why would you want the Rams to win?
I like Gurley.
What is that?
He's a good guy. Wait,
what are you doing about Gurley?
Don't tell me you have him on fantasy, because I heard he's like the fantasy.
I'm playing for the championship this week.
My man turns away from touchdowns like a fucking baroot.
Isn't he like the worst like fantasy player?
No,
like,
he's doing great.
I saw him like three times now. Like
over 30 points last week.
Despite doing that, he's
Griffin
still
a player. Are you still in the fantasy league?
I'm in the championship.
I heard you're like
in my college league. Yeah. In the lap dance league, I came in last.
You're pretty bad. It's pretty
place.
Embarrassing.
I had a bad year. I did have a bad year.
It's pretty
but,
bad.
But in my other league, I'm in the championship. So we're playing. Okay. I have Gurley.
Okay.
And also, I want
that
I
was not a pig. It was Katie.
I have a special shout out to Tony. From my good friend, our good friend, Steve Kasser, who wants to commend Tony for
Steve
having the sleeper pick, the Los Angeles Rams. Because that was the original.
Shout out to Stevie Kasser, bagel boy god.
Sleeper, baby. Told you.
So
I knew it from the beginning. But I had the Saints. I think a bunch of us had the Saints. And
AFC's
Steelers,
alive.
I mean, Steelers are still alive. I just don't see
Patriots
it.
Are there. You got...
I do love Tomlin, though. What are you doing? What do you need?
Steelers.
Oh, we got plenty of liquor.
Katie wants to take a shot.
You have
of what?
The,
Do you want to take a shot? I don't want to take a shot.
I'll take a shot.
Take a shot.
Yeah.
Well, there's plenty of liquor.
Just continue on. I'll figure it out.
You have the Pats there. You have the Chargers there. Chargers seem like the hottest
team. Wait, you have
I think they're losing
them
all,
though.
Chiefs.
I
think they're losing.
For the AFC, we're talking about.
I think the Chargers are losing them all. Ravens getting 4.5. I like it.
I'll never go against the Pats.
Lamar, my boy, Lamar.
Whoop. So you think the Pats are going to the Super Bowl again?
I don't trust Chiefs without Hunt.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who are you taking? Mahomes rookie or Tom Brady in the AFC Championship game? If you put money up.
The game's at
Kansas
City.
Who are you taking?
Like grade, Kansas City. So,
good for you. Who are you taking with money?
I would take the Chiefs.
I don't think the Chiefs are good.
Really? You would bet a rookie against Tom Brady?
In a playoff game this year... Seeing what I've seen for the full year, and I've had Pat Mahomes.
Scratch all that.
I would take Pat Mahomes.
My man is gonna be jacked up with some crazy shit. Brady.
What, kale?
Anything. My man's gonna be jacked up for one game.
About kale and water.
He's not losing to a rookie.
If the Patriots play Kansas City Kansas City,
I don't think that can happen now. Kansas City, well, they have to win out probably.
Well, they have
some home field throughout.
Yeah, because Chargers lead that division right now. Chargers
don't
and
worry.
Patriots, I think.
Chiefs will get it.
What I'm saying,
Chiefs
if the Patriots somehow play
well, even
Kansas
worse,
City,
you think you want the Patriots playing
the
at LA where there's no home field? It's going to be all Boston fans over there.
Oh, yeah. That's gonna be,
so that's going to be even worse.
That's going to be majority.
That's why I'm saying New England will never go away. At least for this year.
So is that your AFC pick? New England.
New England versus New Orleans. New England versus New Orleans. That's what I'm taking.
Tom?
You can't go against New England.
Well, I'm keeping the Saints in there. I'm going to go with, in the AFC, I'm going to be different. I'm going to go with...
Do you think... How's his mom doing?
Andre the Giant?
I love Jack Doyle. It's so much fun getting
Josh
sacked.
Is a good thing with his mom. The impression of Captain Luck.
That's good. He's good.
What, the Twitter handle?
Is that the best Twitter handle ever?
It's one of the, top five for sure. That's amazing. Good. Amazing. But what about MVP? Who's winning MVP? We got Drew Brees.
Drew Brees.
We got Mahomes.
Drew Brees.
We got my man Mahomes.
Yeah, I think
Drew Brees, has he ever won before?
Didn't he win it the year they won the Super Bowl?
He deserves it.
Knicks down two, by the way. They were up like 15 before.
Good for them. Plant the fresh air.
Good.
Oh, wow. Nice. Zion.
Oh, wait, wait, no. We'll get into that in a second. Let's just finish the MVP talk here.
I think we got to give it to Drew Brees. I think he deserves it. I don't know if he won it the year that they won the Super Bowl, but I think Drew Brees is the MVP.
I think the MVP should be Philip motherfucking Rivers.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Philip Rivers, baby. He's yo, he came in the league the same time as Eli. Like, they've been in the league since what? And then Big Ben. What is that, 2004, 2005?
2004, yeah.
Dude, he's worthy of it. I mean, he's
sidearm
throws. Well, first of all,
window thrower.
Good freaking leading tone.
You like the Philip Rivers thing.
Who do you think is a better career? Eli or Uncle Phil?
Eli has two Super Bowls.
Oh, there
Super
it
Bowl
is.
MVPs.
There
what are we
it
talking
is.
About?
There it is.
Who's better, Trent Dilfer or Dan Marino?
Stop it.
Just
stop
day. I'm going. No.
Eli.
I'm going about your.
Eli has better career. Eli has had
than Philip Rivers.
Than Philip Rivers.
If you look up the numbers,
listen,
I'm sure
I can
have significant playoff.
Wins. I can argue this.
Jets beat him. Sanchez
on
beat him.
On both sides all day.
Yeah,
I
it's a good argument.
Eli, I can say.
I don't
Phil,
think it's a bad. I don't think it's a.
But
so
I think
argument.
Phil is so underrated.
He is.
Well, yeah, he is.
He's had some bad.
I
teams
think Schottenheimer is a shitty coach.
Yeah.
Well, was a shitty over. Coach. Yeah.
Phil Rose is.
He's a G. He's a G.
And nine children. He's having his ninth kid.
Nine.
Katie, could you imagine having nine children?
I don't understand what your like loyalty to Eli is.
Yes.
Wow.
First of all, folks,
she brings it up again.
Just let
no,
the.
No, I feel like even like what? There's so many Giants fans like, and we're all divided. Like, there's the non-Eli's and the Eli's.
And
like, Eli. And the Eli's. What is your loyalty?
Because he just brought us two Super Bowls. I've seen in my lifetime two Super Bowls.
But Juice,
I think it was fully 100% him.
No, we had outstanding defenses. We had good.
Do you ever think like one day
he's our quarterback?
Do you ever think like one day like Phil could maybe brought like three or four, or Roethlisberger could brought like three or four
if you put them on those Giants
on the Giants teams?
Maybe.
Right? I don't know, because they were never in the playoffs other than that. They were in playoffs teams. Like they were in playoffs
or,
one other like,
or maybe we would have had better
you're
regular
so
season
Eli.
Records.
Eli days remind me kinda like hardcore Trump supporters.
No. Get out of here. Stop it.
Yeah, they're
let's
very
get,
like
let's not get political.
No. It's not getting political.
Blind loyalty.
What
but it's blind loyalty.
There.
Blind loyalty.
I think with Roethlisberger and Phil Rivers.
You know what I mean? Like
maybe,
no matter what. And Giants, I'm not even talking about shit about Trump or Eli.
I mean,
just saying,
I don't
no
put
matter
me in
no.
a category with anybody because
I'm
like
not.
A
I'm not. But
weird.
You know what I mean.
Giants would have. So Giants over the years, the Giants have never been that team that won 12 games, 11 games, 12 games. Like they were not those teams.
No.
They always were 9-7 every year. Maybe 10-6 might have been the best year. Actually, 2 years ago they were 11-5, but it was all defense.
Those teams had some
I think
good
if you
defense,
had Big Ben and Phil Rivers, I think they would have been the 12-win team.
I think those three quarterbacks.
I don't think that they would have made one.
Those three Bowls. Quarterbacks are like they're going to be like one of the most discussed about like Hall of Fame like careers ever.
Oh yeah,
like you,
same
just,
driver. Yeah.
I don't know. I just
like
feel
you
like they
see,
were lucky.
The
those
greatest
lucky
team
years.
To ever.
If Phil, especially set if foot. Phil wins it this year. You're going to hear about it for a long time.
Oh, big time.
I think it's great. I think then
and
that
first of all,
validates
Phil,
that draft class.
Phil
that
is also
going
to play for a lot longer than Eli. He's playing warmer weather.
Yeah, I think
yo,
Eli
is
will
end.
Be retired soon. I think Phil's going to probably play for like 4 or 5 more
how about,
years.
How about just for that commute that Philip Rivers does every day?
What's
or
the,
that the old team does every day?
What's the commute?
What?
They drive up. They all still live in San Diego. They drive up the 405.
What
not
is that?
All of them.
What
all
is that?
Them.
What is that?
No, they do that.
My man's taking a helicopter. Right,
so you've never been to Southern California?
He's taking a helicopter.
No.
He's not. He
stop.
Drives.
He drives.
He leaves probably.
Right
what kind of car?
I don't know. He probably, he doesn't drive.
He goes through the plays on his iPad and
he
reviews.
He gets
watches. He gets ready for the, like, the game.
So
game
Uncle Marvin's driving him down.
Yeah, he gets like an escort.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's got an escort for Uncle
but
Marvin.
But like, if you've ever been in Southern California, to go from San Diego to LA on the 405 in the morning.
How many miles though? Give me a little.
It's not even that crazy. It's maybe
20
like,
miles,
25. No, more than that. Probably like 50, 60 miles.
What?
But it's like, you know, it could take 3 hours. I mean, it's to go from, well, Carson. All right, so Carson.
You gotta
Carson's like Southern LA
yeah, but
County.
People
so
told me
terrible,
that he takes a helicopter.
No, Kobe does that. So Kobe lived in Orange County. He lived in Newport Shores, I think it was.
So only Kobe takes helicopters.
Kobe would, because yo, where Kobe lives is so far from Staples Center.
Rob.
Kobe.
Rob who?
Waltman.
Big up, big up. Bunch of Rob shout outs.
Rob.
Rio. Rio Bronson.
So, but seriously, he took a fucking helicopter.
Kobe, yeah. Cause
where, I heard that before.
Yeah, but yeah. I thought that was a one-time thing.
He used to do it to every game.
Every game. What? Yeah. Every game.
In the NFC.
He didn't live in LA.
Who's more dangerous? Who do you not want to play more? Seattle Seahawks, or do you want to play? Or do you not want to play Chicago Bears? Like.
What time of the year?
No, I'm saying the playoffs.
Oh, like Chicago. I would never want to play Chicago. In a winter game in Chicago?
That's so. I
no one's beating
why?
Them.
Why? Because of the team or because of the weather?
The weather?
Deep dish pizza.
The weather?
It's heavy.
Mike Ditka. It's going to be a dish.
My best friend is in Chicago right now, and she keeps posting pictures of deep dish, and I'm dead.
It's an Italian beef, right? No.
I didn't know if you meant like because of the weather or no, the team is really good.
You know how we do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Imagine going to a Chicago game where Dick is on the surround screen and go, who wants a heart attack? You're going to die.
Dick is on the
Dick, no, yeah. Ditka. Like, Ditka. Like, that's what will happen.
I don't
who's
know what that means.
Fucking with Ditka?
Ditka sounds like a liar a little bit.
He does sound like a liar.
I thought you were saying
Ditka just had a heart attack.
He really actually
had
her.
Ditka had a heart attack.
He had a heart attack, yeah. Crazy. Right.
Prayers up to my Ditka. I love you, baby. Yeah. I'll take a toot in New Year's.
Is there any AFC wild card that anyone should worry about or no?
It's all Larry?
Baltimore.
You think Baltimore? Yeah, definitely Baltimore.
They're
always solid. All right, so as we so it's the Pats, it's Chiefs, Chargers,
Baltimore,
Indianapolis, Houston, and Houston,
Miami.
Miami's out.
No
they're
way.
Miami, Tennessee.
Yeah, Miami sucks.
Tennessee.
Well, they're in the mix.
No, it's gonna come down to the wild card. Tennessee, Indy play each other the last week of the year.
Do you think the Steelers? Shout out to Tomlin.
Splash. Who's Splash?
That's it. He always says that.
Splash. He says Splash?
You've never heard him say Splash.
I heard him.
We're going to make Splash plays. Splash.
Tomlin's a weird guy.
Well, Giannotti always makes fun of him.
Splash.
All that shit.
Splash.
Ew, stop saying
that. I don't know.
I can't stop saying
that. Tomlin, I don't like that Splash stuff.
Yeah, all right, all
right. Sorry. Stop. Sorry.
Is that what you say when you wake up in real life?
Splash. I wake up Splash.
He's like, what do you mean?
Splash? Oh, the Shenandoah.
Wow, Shenandoah with the ginger motherfucking
hit. Shake New York, stand up.
Big up, big up. Katie, how do you pronounce Shenandoah?
Shenandoah.
So if anyone is from Shenandoah, if you know Kevin Herter, tell him he's a ginger fucking Jerry.
Oh my god.
It's a Scooter Mash.
It's a Scooter Mash. Sorry guys, I just got a little into it.
Scooter
Mash. He missed a shot.
Anything else in the NFL?
What are we missing? Not too much. Tom Brady, he better go to Germany and get
who's
those
coach the Jets.
Whoa. Mike McCarthy.
No.
No. Honestly, what I want is John Harbaugh.
That's my football coach
to the T.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll happen.
Oh, Frank with the block. Get the fuck out of here.
Because it's the Jets, like, and nothing ever that I want ever happens with the Jets. No. But that's what it should be.
He is so upset all the time.
Who is
so, wow, Shenandoah. Look at this guy.
Shenandoah.
Oh,
I like that.
He really went to Shenandoah.
No, but I think... I think Jets...
From upstate New York. God.
Yeah.
I think Jets coach... Yeah, I agree with Paul. Definitely Harbaugh, but...
It's Pa.
What about Lincoln Riley?
What the fuck do you want a college coach for? I'll be a better player, man. I'm playing running back circles.
Love him. What's crazy about Harbaugh is, though, like, they're solid. Like, not every year. I don't think they've made it the last 4 years, but they're playing with, like... Can you name 5 players on that team?
On the Jets?
On the Ravens.
Yeah.
All right, go.
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar.
Joe Flacco.
Okay.
Eric Weddle.
Okay.
Wow, hold on.
Joe Flacco.
Hold on. I'm trying to take a wide receiver. John Brown.
Okay.
Wide receiver John Brown.
You got four. One more.
Hayden Hurst. All right. Tight end.
All right, you got it.
Raekwon Smith, DN.
You're good, okay.
McLean is the linebacker.
You mentioned Suggs.
Justin Tucker.
Yeah, ball so hard.
Justin Tucker's the kicker. Suggs, the DN.
Okay, you proved your point.
Yeah, good for you.
Good for you.
But, test pancakes again, Jeremy.
But explain why Harbaugh would leave. Go.
All right. There's a lot of stuff going on. Maybe you people don't know about Ozzie Newsome. Mm-hmm. He's leaving after this year. He's been there for 20 years. Harbaugh is, that's what he clings to.
Yeah.
That's his man. There's a guy, Eric DaCosta, who's been out there for like, 15 years probably? Like 10 years?
Who's that?
He's like the GM in waiting. He's turned down Jet jobs. He's turned down Packer jobs. He's turned down Pittsburgh jobs for GM.
Because he didn't even interview for the Giants.
He wouldn't even take over. Yeah, think about it. He wouldn't even interview for the Giants, which is crazy. His Giant job is a great job. He wants to be a Raven dude.
Yeah.
He doesn't want Harbaugh. And Harbaugh knows that.
Okay.
He's gone. He will be a Jet. But do you trust Woody, asbestos baby powder guy, talking to John Harbaugh?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
What's going on with that?
Well,
you have a Trump guy with asbestos powder. That's my owner.
Yeah, it's
pretty bad.
Who
sucks at football. Yeah, and he looks like fucking Harry Potter when he's 94.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. I mean, what's his involvement at this point? He's over in London, though, right?
He's ambassador. He's
working in the Trump cabinet like a fucking Jerry.
By the way, shout out to Woody's wife.
I don't know. Who is that?
Friends with
I like her.
Mrs. Trump.
Melania's cousin.
But so where were we?
We're going out.
We've been getting after it a little bit. We were talking about fucking Schmuck.
We get smart. All right, let's go now.
We can always edit this out.
NBA draft.
All right, so this is my big question.
Sure.
If you had to choose one, Knicks fans,
only one,
Zion.
No, first of all, hey,
wait,
Harry.
What?
It's Zine.
Okay.
No, not Zine. It's Zion.
Zine.
It pronounced with nine. I heard it today. It's the actual only name.
Zine.
Makes sense. It's Zine.
Zine Williamson.
Zine Williamson.
Yeah.
I didn't make the name. That's his name.
Whatever. Zine the God.
The God.
He is the ultimate God.
Yes.
Zine
Williamson.
He comes once.
Once in a lifetime.
Zion comes once a year. Let us pray for Zion.
Okay, so for all you who don't know who...
Alrighty then.
Zion.
So for those who don't know who Zion Williamson is, he's probably what? He comes once, you know...
Once a year.
No, for real though. A guy like him comes once every 10 years.
I wish I could rhyme with that, but it's once a decade.
You say that, right? Once, it's a generational player. But yeah.
Well, honestly, I feel like that since LeBron. He's probably since LeBron.
He's not like LeBron. He's got the athleticism.
They also
like LeBron,
said that about Jabari Parker, and look at him. He's taking toots and eating deep dish pizza when he's fucking.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, he's from Chicago. That never works out. Shouts to Joakim Noah.
Shout fucking, out to real.
Fucking Larry. Piece of shit.
Fucking. Wow.
Fucking lit.
Who's Larry?
Joakim Noah. He's fucking Larry.
He is a Larry.
Yeah. Fuck him. Anyway.
He's a Lyle.
Wow.
But Zion, first off, he's 285 pounds. He's a defensive end.
He's also 6'8"?
6'7", 285. He's heavier than anyone in the NBA right now, which is just unbelievable. But he has a 45-inch vertical. He's one of the most athletic people we've ever seen. I mean, he's...
Who would say no to this guy?
Anyway, he's going to be a number one pick. But my question is,
right?
If you had to choose, you had to choose one. Drafting Zion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Or signing Kevin Durant.
Let's go with Zion.
I like Zion. We're going to go with Zion.
Okay, we'll do that.
So you go first.
Compare it to who?
Pick Zion or sign Durant, Kevin Durant. You can only choose one. Go.
It's easy for me. Let's go 1 second. I'd sign Kevin Durant.
Okay.
With this team right now.
Yes. Well, no. Think quick in your head. We're going to get to this in a bit about what they should do this offseason. Ooh, excuse me, and whatnot.
I'm taking Mr. Williamson and I'm signing Durant because we have enough money.
No. One or the other. You can only get one. You can only get one. I'm not saying this is going to happen.
Get one for what? This year?
Yeah. Like he...
This year.
This summer.
For 1 year only.
Summer, no. This summer for the moving forward.
Well, this is speaking in semantics, Harry. It doesn't make sense.
What are you talking about?
Who signs? You can't sign a draft pick for 1 year.
No, not for 1 year.
You can only have one.
You can only have one moving forward, years on from now. Durant, 10 more years, maybe.
Mr. Williamson.
Okay. Because I think Kevin Durant's going to come here, is it 30, sign for 3 years.
Right.
He's going to go to King's Walk. He's going to get fucked up.
He's in the Bay Area. There's plenty of Chinese.
Buying his little jewelry down there. He ain't gonna be sweating the beach. Nothing. I'm taking Zion. All day.
What would you do, Tom?
All day.
Well, you gotta think about it. So Durant, you're closer to winning a championship, which we've never witnessed in our lives. And we just want one, right? That's all I want is one championship. Durant gets you closer to that. Zion, there's no guarantee they're gonna win it.
Zion. That's like a not even thank no-brainer. You. Not as Zion. I would take Durant. No brainer.
They're not winning a championship with Durant.
Porzingis won't win Zion.
Porzingis is going to snap his leg like Jim Crow like all day.
So that's
done.
So that's the thing with KP. We found out today.
His legs are made of timber.
He's being reevaluated in what? February?
February.
That's when he's being reevaluated.
So he's doing great though.
But we thought like he was coming back like
I thought
today.
He was going to come back in
Christmas. We thought today.
So obviously he's not ready.
Today. Oh. I thought he was coming back today.
Listen, you
what happened?
So bad.
Now he's getting rebounded on Valentine's Day.
Get the fuck.
No, he's not back. He went out in what, January or February?
February.
Saddest like right before the All Star.
Saddest day of 2018 for me.
Katie knows.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. After he dunks on Giannis, who might be the MVP this year, we'll get to that in a minute.
That'd be great. Like he'll dunk on him and then he'll break his leg.
I'm gonna say Durant.
Okay.
All right.
And I don't even really know that much.
I respect it.
That's just...
Okay.
Durant was in Thunderstruck.
What I feel.
That was a good movie. Very underrated movie. Not a lot of people know about that movie.
I've never seen a second of it. You've actually seen it?
It's on HBO.
It's called Thunderstruck.
It's called Thunderstruck.
It makes me feel like it's a porno.
You're just waiting for Kevin to have a dirty match.
You're waiting for a shooter to come out with Kevin to be like... Either a porno or like a Nickelodeon movie
it's
or something.
Called Thunderstruck.
Like,
It was weird.
It sounded so corny.
Super fucked up that like you would say it's either a porno or a Nickelodeon movie. Like that's super fucked up.
Yeah, well, no in between. No in between.
There's no in between. Really? No.
It actually makes sense though.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Casting couch with fucking Nickelodeon.
No, I know.
Did they play AC/DC?
It's either a porno or a Nickelodeon movie.
Oh,
really?
Here comes Selena coming through the door. Do you want to speak on this, Selena? No? Okay.
Okay. But yeah, I think I'm going with... I think... Oh, God. I mean, Zion, we don't know. Like, Durant, we know. This guy's a top 15 player all time, right?
Harry, Zion.
Do you want to know why I said Durant?
Why?
Because I don't know who
Zion is. Okay. You will know soon.
I think you gotta go.
He was the guy I was watching last night on Duke. Remember? I was like, oh, we gotta watch this guy.
Wow,
look at this guy.
No, not the white guy. Number one, the big guy.
The white guy was badass, though.
What, white?
Jack White is a badass.
Jack White,
he's
pretty good.
Guy.
He's from Australia.
He's an Aussie?
He's an Aussie.
The ugly guy
he's
with the
shoot.
Eyebrows.
He can shoot, man.
Badass.
Jack White. He's my man.
The black guy was like on the sidelines when I was watching.
Ginger.
The black guy.
Shenandoah.
Oh, he's super ginger.
Super ginger. Super Shenandoah.
Shenandoah. I don't
understand.
Whatever.
That's a hard word to say. Imagine like saying like you're from Shenandoah.
Shenandoah.
Where'd you go to school?
Shenandoah.
He's not from Shenandoah. That's the name of his high school.
Like Shimon with the Nyack. Where'd you go to school? Shenandoah.
It's fine. I can edit it out. What's up?
Luka. You guys want to talk about Luka Doncic?
Let's do it.
How good is Luka?
He should have went number one. I don't get it.
Well, first of all,
he's ridiculous. He had 32 last night, so that was like his career high so far. He's going to be an MVP one day.
Phoenix blew
it. If
you
could go back, would you take him over Ayton?
Yes. Hell yeah.
Yeah,
I would.
100%.
Luka, all right, ready? Luka is a top
20. What's that song?
No, let me say it.
No, it's just the Nancy bump.
All right. Luka is a top 20 player right now, today.
Today. What about Ayton?
No, he's top...
My man's averaging 20 and 10.
Okay, I mean, Knox is averaging that you know, last six games or something like that.
Good for him.
No, Luka,
no, Luka's great.
Luka is like a franchise player. Like, he is...
You don't think Ayton is, though?
Legit. I mean, I think he could be, but...
Wanna know why? Luka's pretty good, though, too. He's paired with my man, Dennis Jr.
No, it's not even that.
It has nothing to do with that.
Nothing. Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay.
Dennis Smith doesn't make Luka Doncic a better player.
No.
If anything, Doncic is making everybody else better.
Oh, okay.
Listen, Dennis Smith is great. Okay? He's great.
He's not great.
All right, he's not great.
He's not great. He's a good player.
He's a good player.
He's a very good
player. I've never said he's not a good player. Luka Doncic.
So,
he's in a league of his own.
Forget all that bullshit. Ayton, Luka. You're taking Luka.
Yeah. Oh, Luka in a heartbeat.
Okay, I respect it. I respect it. How tall is he, brother?
6'8".
6'8"?
He's got a weird body. He's like, not in shape. He's like big and, yeah, he's like hunched over.
He's not in shape.
Right.
That's a good thing. You don't give a fuck.
He doesn't give a fuck. That's why.
But I think it only speaks to he can
get. He'll beat your ass.
He will get.
And he looks like a little kid. I mean, it's like.
He's a dog. He's from Europe, man.
No, I know. He's a fucking. He can score. Where's he
from? Lithuania?
He's a.
Slovenian.
Slovenian.
You know how many people. Slav. Have been like. Saying like, I'm gonna fuck your mom. No, seriously, think about it.
No, I know, she's very good looking, and she's young.
You know how many times he probably fought from that all the time?
Maybe that's...
Think about it.
Yeah, that's
right. That made him a lot tougher.
And probably made him a lot tougher.
Fuck you. Think about it.
We're
watching the Knicks game right now, by the way, guys.
Knicks Hawks, we're in the tank.
Wow, Katie, that was...
We're in the tank.
Big screen.
We're in the tankathon with the Hawks right now. Need the Hawks. Knicks up five.
Wow, KP.
There's KP.
Flabbergasted. There's KP. Bobby Broadway in the background. Bobby.
Shoutouts. Big up. But nah, Luka, he's the real deal. He's going to win Rookie of the Year. He's going
to
run away.
Fine. If you want to take Aiden for the Suns, I don't blame you on that.
Will Luka be an All-Star this year?
No.
What do you mean no?
Rookie of the year.
What do you mean no?
He's the last rookie to make it. LeBron James didn't even make the All-Star game as a rookie.
He didn't?
No, I think the last one to make it as a rookie was Yao Ming, if I had to go back.
Or was it Shaq, maybe?
No, Yao Ming. Yeah. Yao Ming made it as a rookie, but LeBron didn't even make it as a rookie. I don't think Luka's going to make it as a rookie. There's too many good guys.
First of all, he's gonna hit a wall within after the All-Star break when he's... First of all, they're going to put him in the skills challenge. They're going to put him in maybe 3-point, the game, whatever. He's going to get tired.
Yeah, he could still hit the wall. But
for the Suns, I think Ayton, maybe he was their pick. Fine, I can give you a pass on that. The Kings, I have a hard time giving you a pass because you got the European president, Vlade Divac, over there. but all right, maybe you want to go. They've had a bunch of bad years. They don't want to take the risk. They went with the American kid.
Sure.
Bagley. Fine. Sure. There's no excuse for the Atlanta Hawks not taking Luka Doncic.
I think it was like almost like a cultural thing.
Well, Vlade, yeah. You think there was a?
I don't know.
Actually, that's a good point.
Atlanta, it's very
Not even that. Where's Vlade from? Serbia, Montenegro.
He's from
one of those. He's the original Yugoslavia.
Where's Luka from?
Slovenia.
Dude.
Are they like rival?
Don't put that past it. Listen, I'm not Trump. I don't know more about all the fucking countries, whatever. I have no idea what those two countries are about. That's very possible. They might have some stuff going on from like EuroLeague. Yo, he's invested in EuroLeague teams like that.
It comes down to pick.
Oh, yeah.
So he might be like, I'm not fucking with Luka. Maybe he's with Real Madrid. Maybe he's from the fucking Greece team.
Or they looked at it and they're like, we have De'Aaron Fox. He's a ball dominant guard.
Nah.
Killing it this year, by the way.
You're comparing him to...
You don't want to put Luka with him.
You're comparing someone like Justin Jackson and Buddy Hield.
What are you talking about?
Luka.
No, I'm saying like De'Aaron Fox is he's a ball dominant guy. He needs the ball. Maybe they looked at it like, nah, Luka needs the ball.
Luka's not ball dominant.
He is the ball. I was watching last night. But he's got the ball a lot, man. I don't know. Dennis kind of plays off the ball a little bit.
So Dennis is not that selfish, huh?
I'll stop it.
Look at these mind games that Pancakes plays with the guys.
He's not even playing right now. I think he was hurt last night.
Yeah, he hurt his wrist. He's fucking dunking
through. You know who was playing last night?
Who?
Devin Harris? That guy's still...
Wow! Arecchio!
I mean, that guy's still around. Like, I don't understand.
Anyway,
old.
Fuck Luka.
Old.
He's been. Old. But how has he stayed with the Mavericks this whole time?
Luka's a great guy. He's moving on.
Jaren Jackson's good, not better than Luka.
Sure.
Trae Young, not better than Luka. Wendell Carter. I mean, these guys went after.
I picked him as the rookie of the year. Wendell.
Wendell Carter?
He's doing all right.
Luka's going with the rookie.
What's up with that coach, though? You think he's like a drill sergeant?
Oh, God. He's got him running suicides and shit.
Suicides and 3-hour practices after a
back-to-back. You can't run suicides with millionaires. Never.
I'm having a 3-hour practice.
Knicks are competing with the Bulls right now for that fucking Zion sweepstakes. Like, you know, it's fucking on and popping right now. What? What the fuck are you doing?
Screw the bush.
Who's the MVP right now for the NBA? Giannis.
Antetokounmpo?
What about the Joker?
Joker. The most not talked about guy ever.
I think it's between him.
Barkley was really singing his praises.
Kawhi.
That's my man.
Yeah, Barkley was like all over the Joker.
You know who else sings Barkley's praises? Some random Asian guy.
Oh, Lin.
Yeah, Lin. Think he's gonna come over?
That was a very nice, heartwarming story. I really like my whole opinion on Barkley changed after reading that story. Like the fact that he's such a down to earth guy and just like makes friendship with like normal.
Did that make your heart? That make your heart?
It did.
Yeah, good.
It did. Just a little bit.
No, that was good though.
Yeah, but what about the Knicks? We're gonna do a segment called Put Him in the Bathroom.
Put him in the bathroom.
Which is, we're going to go through each Knicks player.
Sure.
And we're going to say whether we keep him or we...
Put him in the bathroom.
Put him in the bathroom.
Put him in the bathroom.
So let's start with here. Who we see on the screen. All right, Moutier.
Keep him.
That's an easy keep him, bro.
That's an easy keep him. Now he's got the...
Are we throwing out the money or what?
What do you mean money? Oh, yeah.
Are we taking out the money aspect, or are we just, like, chilling with...
Well, no. Can we keep him? Do we want to keep him? I mean...
Well, if you want to get the semantics, well, then...
He's got some option, right? Or some exception or something?
Keep him.
Keep him. But at what price? Can you sign Durant, let's say, if you want to keep Moutier? Yeah, don't they have to pay him, like, $12 million?
Nah.
Guaranteed, like, $12 million or something like that?
Get the bird rights. Don't worry about it.
Okay. All right. So you're not worried about that?
Nope.
Okay. What about Dotson? Keep him.
Trade him.
What? Why?
Get a pick. He's mundane.
What kind of pick? He got it. He was a second round pick. So what? You're
trading
him?
You can get something higher than a second round.
You have a trio of Hardaway. How many people you guys want like that?
That's true. And Hardaway.
You have to trade one of them. Get rid of one of them. He's probably the biggest asset to trade.
And I think people have asked about Dotson too.
They have. Yeah, they've expressed interest.
Wow, look at this.
I would let him go.
Look at this.
99-98. This is a tight one, man. They're really trying to tank these teams. All right, what about Luke Kornet, the God?
Put him in the G League. Go chill the Brazen.
Put him in the bathroom. Yeah, I mean, he's good, and he's kind of like KP. He shoots threes, he blocks shots. Like, you don't really need him.
Wow, did you just compare Luke Kornet to KP?
Well, they do similar things. They're like the same height. No?
You're proving my point.
Alright, whatever, bro. Courtney Lee. Well, that's an easy one.
Not a body bag. Put him in a coffin for 10 years.
I don't think other teams... He's not tradable.
I don't think he's that coveted. But, it's not the deadline.
This injury really hurt him.
Yeah.
He was valuable, but... You know what? I think he did that shit purposely. Like, he wants to stay in New York.
Maybe. It's possible.
Katie, what do you think?
What?
What do you think about Courtney?
Don't ask her about the Knicks.
Not paying attention.
Okay. Noah Vonleh.
He's got to get a bigger head.
He has a small head.
He looks like a fucking Goomba from the Mario Brothers.
Yeah, from the Mario Brothers.
Get
a
bigger head, and I can talk to you.
I like him a lot.
You get some rebounds, or you get a bigger head?
You can get him at the cheap.
You look stupid.
On a cheap deal, I'll keep him.
Yeah, he's solid. He's like
good, though. He's a good player.
He can shoot threes. He defends.
I got one for you.
He hustles.
Frank Ntilikina.
Oh, here we go.
Keep it out.
Here's the big debate.
Because wanna why? Because he's a draft pick. We have his rights.
Yeah.
So keep him.
Well, yeah, keeping him. Yeah.
Vonleh's a guy like...
He's a baby.
Vonleh's a guy like... Some team is going to offer him a lot of money. You know that.
Yeah, like the Spurs.
Somebody will.
Yeah. I say he's 20 years old. Just, you know, keep
on. But the Knicks are doing the
Keep on keeping on.
The Knicks are doing the right way. They get a bunch of people, they got guys that other teams want them. That's how you build a franchise.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, keep rocking with them.
What guy in the Knicks, like, would no one take?
Kanter? No, he's solid,
they would,
actually.
They would take them.
Yeah, they would take Kanter. Lance Thomas. He's kind of like...
He's washed.
Good
teammate.
He's also expiring.
Hazonia?
Tenured Knick.
Like, he's a one-year guy. But you remember back in the day, like, half the Knicks players were 8-year contracts.
Oh, the worst.
With like $50 million.
Yeah.
And they suck. So no one would take them.
Yeah.
These Knicks teams, they're young. They have no money attached to them.
No, they're in a good situation.
And they have potential.
Yeah.
So a lot of teams want them. They're in a good position.
Yeah.
And they got a nice coach with a nice wife.
Shouts to the...
Shout out Natasha. Big up!
Okay, so Timmy, we said we'll keep him, obviously. I mean, with that contract, he's been in trade rumors, though, actually, to the Mavericks.
Why?
I don't know.
For Luka?
For Wesley Matthews.
Ooh.
I guess he's, like, an expiring.
Nah, no one wants him.
Yeah. But Timmy's good. I think he's a good, like, third piece, right?
Sure.
I mean, like, on, like, a team with Durant and KP, he'd be, like, the perfect, like, right?
There's been a lot of third rumors piece, for him. You know? Him to Dallas. For Wesley Matthews.
Yeah.
I think it's just to clear the space to get another max contract.
That's the only reason you're getting rid of him. Is just to
otherwise, clear space I actually like him on the Knicks.
Yeah.
I think
he's a good...
some things he doesn't do well. We know what he doesn't do well. And,
right.
But he can score. He's like the ultimate microwave player. Like instant offense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Who think is better assistant coach? Kurt Rambis or... Howard Eisley.
Rambis is the worst. He's terrible.
Honestly. Terrible. What do you think Kurt Rambis is up to?
Do
you think he's in Thailand? Just Googling
looking at porn.
No, Thailand porn.
Him and Phil were at the Lakers practice like last week.
Bullshit.
Swear to God, I sent you guys a picture.
Phil Jackson.
Wait. I know Phil was there, but...
Yeah. No, he was with Rambis. They were like sitting across from each other at a table like at the practice.
Wait, Kurt was there?
It was fucking weird.
Was he just like staring at him?
No, it was like the two of them just like sitting across the whole
Kurt
table.
Was staring at him. Kurt, yo, he scares me, bro.
Yeah, he looks like a creep.
He is,
He was Googling.
Maybe he's trying to get Jeannie Buss back.
He's important.
Probably.
No problem with that. Whatever. But like, he was doing some weird stuff.
He liked the weird stuff. Really weird butthole pleasures.
Weird. Katie, what do you think about that?
What do you think about that?
It's weird.
Yeah, whatever.
What else do you want me to say?
Yeah, put him in a body bag.
Okay. what about
put him in a body bag.
Enes Kanter. That's an easy for me.
Put him in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Really? Heavier.
He's awful defensively. He's an absolute negative. He's awful. But like offensively, it's kind of annoying. You give it to him, he's like another Melo. Like he holds the ball for like 5 seconds, and
I think he's a good player.
Gets a lot of rebounds.
He's a great like.
Bruiser.
Eighth man on a good team.
He's a very good player.
Perfect eighth man.
He ain't for the Knicks.
No. Perfect eighth
he's
man.
He's about for like 20 other teams, not for the Knicks.
Yeah.
He's a good player.
You know where he should go back? He should go back to the Thunder.
He's gonna make a lot of money, but it won't be with New York.
He should go back to the Thunder. They could use him.
Atlanta's gonna win, man.
Hopefully.
This is great.
So Knicks have what, 9 wins?
Fuck.
Atlanta has 7 or 8 wins. I think 7 wins. So this would give him 8. Yeah, this is huge, man. The only thing ruined in the Knicks tank is if KP comes back.
Oh, jeez, Kanter.
That's it.
That was Vonleh, actually.
Yeah, it was.
So what do you guys think? I think we went through.
Oh, Ron Baker.
He's gone. He signed with Washington.
I know that.
With like, the
what do you think? Are you upset that
the Wizards?
Are you upset
almost bullets
that he left?
Nah.
You loved him, man.
I liked Ron.
Ron. Tone, you'd be the worst GM ever.
Why?
Because you love every player.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I don't like Kanter. I don't like Hazonia. Hazonia,
you're right about that.
Put him in the bedroom.
But like, Ron has always been.
I didn't like Ron that much.
He's been a fucking Jerry for real.
I didn't like Ron.
He's the French white version.
Oh, shut up. I didn't care for Ron. I didn't give a shit
or whatever.
He was lucky to be there.
I hear you.
If I'm being honest.
Whoa,
what the heck was that? What about Escape from Dannemora?
What show do you watch religiously on a Sunday night?
Escape from Dannemora.
There's nothing else.
Unless you're Juice and you watch it on Thursday.
There's no Game of Thrones. There's right. No Billions. There's no... Like, what else is
do you,
on?
Well, Ray do Donovan's on right
do
now.
Do you tell but. Anybody when you're watching Escape from Dannemora? Do you tell anybody?
No.
Don't tell anybody.
So that was Benicio just came over here and
Richard Matt, aka
Bully Pancake.
No, the show's really good.
No, it's
a great show.
It's amazing.
Five was last night. Oh, not last night. It was on Sunday night.
Well,
I watched it last night.
Yeah, you were late.
It was incredible. It was incredible.
If you don't know, me, Katie, Tony, we went to Plattsburgh, New York.
And
very north country.
Dannemora was a suburb.
Suburb.
Believe
from
it or
that.
Not.
What was it? Ten minutes away.
Fancy Plattsburgh.
A lot of my teachers were...
Ooh, fancy.
Ooh,
fancy.
Fancy.
Correctional officers from Clinton, New York. And the stories that I used to hear resonates from the show.
I remember we got in the car, in your car...
My car.
Paul never drives anywhere.
Ever.
Paul was like, everyone get the fuck in my car. We're driving to Dannemora, and we're going to check out the prison. And we did. Yeah. And it's so funny because, you know, I listen to these podcasts now, and there's these documentaries, and everyone that talks about it describes the prison, what it looks like. And it is everything how they describe it.
It's
so
it's crazy.
Fucking intimidating, and just like, it just comes out of nowhere. It's just like, holy shit.
It's just—it's big.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
It's
one of the biggest.
It's a fortress.
It's on a hill. It's on a hill. It's on a hill. It's legit perched like on a mountain.
Yeah.
You're looking down
at the Adirondacks. Yeah.
Like down on everything.
No, you're not looking down on the Adirondacks. It's in
the Adirondacks. No. It's in
the
Adirondacks. Yeah. But you're looking
down on the Adirondacks.
No. But you're looking down on stuff.
Yeah. You're going downstate. You're looking downstate.
No.
It's in the Adirondacks.
Oh, it's in it.
Yeah. I know what Katie's talking about. But like you're perched up on a mountain. You're looking in.
It's in the Adirondacks.
Exactly. You're looking down. You're looking down on a mountain.
It's in
the Adirondacks.
So, yeah. So, it's 180-year-old prison.
Right.
Everyone, I mean, it's a who's who of people who have been in that prison,
so
celebrity-wise.
Let's run down.
I mean, a lot of people I knew from Plattsburgh, like, somebody that they were related to or friends with, like, worked at Dannemora.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I worked local, I worked at daycare, and they knew everybody I knew that I worked with knew somebody who worked there.
So yeah. Anyway,
no, I mean, it
did they have stories?
Oh, those cookies are ridiculous. No,
they're not my homemade.
No, that cookie's incredible. It's like a s'more.
Sorry that my homemade cookies aren't here, guys.
But no, like a who's who has been in that prison.
You got.
Charlie Lucky Luciano, who started the five families of the mob back in the 1930s, was in
Tupac.
There. Tupac Shakur, who's an icon to a lot of people. I mean,
Hell
one
Rel.
Of the greatest rappers ever. Hell Rel. Mano.
He ain't no one. Summer Sim.
Shine Poe. Motherfuckers.
Nick Minucci.
Actually, I read, you say Son of Sam. I read he was only there for like evaluations and tests and shit. Then he went to Attica and then like a bunch of other prisons. But still. He was in there for a little bit.
The Preppy Killer. I don't know if you guys know about him.
Yeah. Also,
Preppy Killer was there.
Yeah, I read about the Preppy Killer. Who else has been in there? Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much...
There's a lot of people.
A lot of people.
If you're in a prison in New York...
The show is really good.
They sentence you. If you're from, like, the worst of the worst in a prison, they threaten you to go to Dannemora. To Clinton.
Because you're so far away.
Because... They say, like, that's the worst of the worst. If you act up in a prison, they send you to Dannemora.
Clinton Correctional.
Right. They send you to Clinton Correctional.
Yeah.
It's always been like that. That's been the worst of the worst.
Worse than...
Oh, Bobby Shmurda's there, too.
I've known people there. Like, they've been there. They said, that is the most fucked up place ever. Mostly...
Worse than all the others?
Mostly because... Not even because of the prisoners, because the prison guards...
were so fucking pissed that they live in Clinton County.
And I totally agree with it because like I never like, you know, took it like in that way. A lot of my teachers, professors in Plattsburgh, big guys, you know, from like dudes come from like Kansas City.
Yeah,
they used to tell me that we used to pound the guys, pound on them all the time, beat the shit out of them. You fuck around, we got you. Sick motherfuckers. Like, diabolical motherfuckers.
But I haven't heard that the conditions are worse there than, like...
No. It's bad.
It's the one in Queens.
Rikers?
What, Rikers? No. It's worse.
No, because I know somebody who said she was a,
Well, here's the difference.
It's worse.
Here's the difference.
No, the conditions were really bad in Rikers.
That's also a city jail. It's different.
But here's the difference in Rikers. The guards, they're from the same hood
exactly
as the people as the prisoners.
Right.
Exactly.
Dannemora, these guys are from the middle of fucking Bumblefuck, Clinton County. They're from the mountains.
It's a culture shock.
These guys are 6 hours from New York City.
They hate each other. They're fucked.
Yeah.
They hate you before.
Yeah.
What's that guy, Jensen? Eric Jensen.
Yeah, Eric
Jensen. Shout out to Eric Jensen.
Yeah. Consultant on the show.
He said... The first thing they tell you when you're walking down the moor, if you hit one of my guards, we'll kill you. If you want to kill a prisoner, you go to the north yard.
They tell you where to
go. That's what they say. Yeah. And exactly, like, that's what they say in the show.
Wait, is that the Colosseum?
That's the Colosseum.
They never say that in the show.
Oh, no. These are interviews with Eric.
No, he's talking about the documentary that he's seen.
No, not the show. He said that.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he said, like, in the show.
But everything that I've ever read, like, about what, this out, because I can't think of
them. No, it's all right. It's natural.
Like, what conditions are like at different, like, prisons and stuff. Like, everything I've ever read is, like, conditions that... Rikers are so bad.
Not talking about the facilities
in general, because I know totally like a lot of people who work in like newspapers and what's the word I'm looking for? Like
media.
In the media, like I know a lot of people who have like written articles how bad the conditions are. Well,
Did you watch the night of? Oh, okay.
The night of wasn't about Rikers.
Yeah, it was. It was in Rikers.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
Katie. You know, I know what Katie means. Katie's.
The story wasn't about conditions at Rikers.
She's totally right.
Yeah.
Rikers is very bad, like a day-to-day thing, because
You
also have a lot of guys that are overcrowded.
That are waiting for court cases that are not actually convicted. Conditions of the actual prison.
So you're overcrowded. Yeah. You have 10 guys in the cell.
Like that documentary.
How they're treated.
In Clinton, you have... You could be a murderer. You have your own cell.
Yeah.
At worst, you'll have one guy with you.
Yeah.
Rikers? Yo, that's some sick fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of people that are in Rikers are not that bad.
The acting on the show.
I know what you mean.
The acting.
Ben Stiller did a good job. He's a producer on the show, right?
No, director.
He's directing it.
Yeah. Okay. So Ben Stiller was the director.
Wait, what?
And,
Journalist.
Boom. No, Ben Stiller directed it. You got Benicio del Toro as Richard Matt.
Yeah,
you got
he's amazing.
Paul Dano as David Sweat
Paul
is amazing.
Dano is Paul Dano. I didn't even know it was him.
Yeah.
We gotta get a girl perspective. Bonnie Hunt thought that Paul Dano was like the sexiest dude ever.
Paul Dano, the
Paul
actor?
Dano. What do you think, Katie?
No. I mean, just because all of that I think about when I think of him is from Almost Famous.
Or Little Miss Sunshine. He's not in Almost Famous. The Girl Next Door you're thinking of.
No.
I don't know why. Almost Famous.
Girl Next Door.
Sunshine.
Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah. When he freaks out, whatever.
There Will Be Blood.
I don't know why I said Almost Famous.
There Will Be Blood. He's like that weird priest. But
the British girl comes in and goes, I don't know. He looks like a little slimy scumbag.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, Darlene.
And then Patricia Arquette as Tilly.
She's maybe the best. She's definitely running. She's winning that.
So what do you think about like Plattsburgh, Clinton, that whole entire like upstate mindset compared to like downstate or like just
I mean, it's a different world. Like it's so funny because we went to school in Plattsburgh and we always thought being from downstate is just kind of like how shy.
But like that combination.
But it's like that's like the metropolis up there.
That combination of like
I'm not from downstate.
Of like criminality coming together. Like criminality like coming together. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like all that criminality coming down to a very
well,
podunk town where it's like they're not used to that.
That's what's so fascinating. They're not. That's what's so fascinating about not only the show but just the idea in general, right?
Sweat. It's, he was from Binghamton,
and Matt was from Buffalo. Buffalo. I mean, they weren't from the city, but
supposedly like they ran shit.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you have clout, I mean, if you did some dirt, if you did like all right, for example, Sweat killed a cop. Everyone in there hates cops, so immediately he's respected. What's his face? Matt was a murderer, you know, multiple murderer, like psychopaths, and no one to fuck with him. So yeah, of course they got clout, but like, that's what's amazing about the dynamic.
Well, most of them there were murderers.
Yeah, right.
And they're all rapists and murderers.
Yeah, the worst of the worst.
Yeah, that's what I didn't get.
The worst of the worst. But what's
know what's crazy? All right, we all know the story, right?
Yeah.
Tilly, do you know what happened like a few months after that? After they got she got arrested.
What's that?
That same tailor shop, a lady got arrested having a relationship with a dude.
Really?
And she went to jail. The same fucking tailor shop.
Well, that's
a lot of romance.
But that's insane.
But think about that. And she talked to Tilly.
That's insane. So after Tilly got caught doing this whole big thing,
the whole entire thing,
someone went and said, "Oh, I want to do that."
And that's what it was. Happened. It was like a fucking copycat. So it makes you show that the New York, like, background standards of, like, actual people like them, like, vetting shit, they don't...
It's super common. It's women who are mentally unstable and they want attention.
Yeah.
And
well, they're bored. They grew up in fucking Dannemora, Clinton County.
And that's
it's what, exciting to
and
them.
These men, yeah, right. And it's exciting for them. Exactly. And these men are going to show them attention. Yeah.
And that's, like, I don't give a fuck, super like, common, about yeah. what, like... any inspector general report says whatever.
Right.
It comes down to a human condition that they feel lonely.
Yeah.
And they actually feel attention from some like people, whatever. And that's it.
Yeah.
You can't account for that.
Yeah.
There's no protocol for that.
Yeah.
At all.
It's crazy. So wait, so they were the first guys to break out in what, 86 years or like
No. That's bullshit.
Oh.
They escaped from the annex. When you drive by, there's an annex. It's right. kind of like a cafeteria.
Right.
It's beyond the wall.
Right.
Right?
It's
bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nothing. No one's ever escaped from the actual prison.
Ever. Oh.
So, I mean, they legit escaped. Like, it's not...
Well, no. He's talking about the ones before
they escaped
from the annex.
No one's
these guys,
ever escaped from that prison.
Yeah, they're the only ones who actually, like,
no, escaped from the prison. No, that statistic wasn't from just from, like, Dannemora. It was, like, in general.
Yeah, in general.
Yeah.
86 years, yeah.
Yeah.
They used to do ski jumps from there in Dannemora.
Yeah.
Ski jumps. You gotta talk about the courtyards.
Oh, well, so they call it the Coliseum, or the North Yard, right? Which... If anyone's seen the show, the visual of like the drone coming down, and you see like it's like this this huge hill, and like every crew has like their own little
and it's numbered. It's numbered.
It's numbered.
Like,
yeah.
The way it's numbered though, it's like
so fucking dope.
It says like 1, 2,
yeah,
8, 37, 15, Edgewater 14,
yeah.
It makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, no.
At all.
Yeah.
You have courtyards. They have different sizes or whatever.
And you have to like...
So supposedly, earn it. There's a lottery.
Yeah.
For all that stuff.
Yeah. No, these guys really like... You have a job.
You can't fuck up.
You can make money.
You have a lottery for it. They said,
legit shit in jail.
They said...
Yeah, it's like an economy.
They said the Italians had the northeast corner. The Crips had like... Whatever, like the middle, Bloods had
the
like...
Bloods probably had
the
a bigger
Bloods
area.
Had like the bigger block.
Yeah. I feel like the Bloods and the Guineas probably had like the biggest like blocks in there. The Aryans probably had like a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I had a question. You said Patricia Arquette lost weight?
No. She gained crazy weight. So she was like legit, and Christian Bale did this when he got fat for American, what was that?
No, Vice.
I'll tell you one thing though about prison.
No, what was that American with Amy Adams and Jennifer,
shit, I forgot the name.
American something.
Wait, who?
American Hustle.
Okay.
So, Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
She was in that Patricia Arquette?
No. I'm talking about Christian Bale. He got fat for that role. And what he was saying was exactly what Patricia Arquette said. Just eat donuts and ice cream.
No, like
right
ice
before
cream,
bed.
Ice cream before bed.
Fat. Yeah, yeah.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
A lot of people eat ice cream before bed.
Of course.
Like, honestly. And people are like, it's not that bad. There's no carbs.
No, it's that's what she was doing. And yeah, she gained a lot.
Talk about these quartz, though. Yeah. Let's talk about these quartz.
Really, you know, serious method.
So these quartz, though, like I said in the
beginning. The Colosseum, yeah.
When you take intake, you touch an officer, kill you. If you want to kill an inmate, go to the North Yard. They'll all come down. They'll circle around you in the yard. You watch a fight. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. That's how it goes down.
You let them.
So that's
kill or be killed. Like you're doing your shit.
So that's what happened with Big
Murder.
Big Blue. No, not Big Blue. Blue
Luis
Boy.
Rosado.
Blue Boy.
Luis
and,
Rosado.
And Larry Davis.
Blue Boy.
But that was not in Dannemora. That was in Shower
Gum. That was in Shower Gum.
Yeah. He stabbed him like
some
12
crazy
times.
Crazy
like
shit.
Larry Davis was like a New York City legend, and this
guy
fucking was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'll kill his ass. And I mean, that guy's like lifelong lifelong prisoner. Like, I don't think.
Anyway,
if anything,
I heard some
Blue
people.
If anything, Blue Boy.
I heard some people.
Like
Blue Boy, I hear you, baby.
Yeah, don't worry.
Luis Rosado.
Yeah, if anything, he'd like this that we're shouting out. By the way, Knicks are going to lose.
I know.
This is amazing, by the way, for the tank.
Wow, they're losing?
Yeah.
Larry Davis is a rat.
They're tanking gracefully, man. This is great.
I'll tell him the story.
Well, Larry Davis, I mean, he you know.
Luis Rosado came up to Clinton one time. One of the guys they used to work with as a temp from work came up.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what happened exactly.
He came up.
No one went up.
They're both rookies.
Wait, Atlanta won?
Yeah, man.
Nice.
Huge for the tank.
They were big.
I feel like they're actually like actively like tanking right now.
Yeah, tanking. They just don't have the talent.
Keep it in.
No.
Okay.
They just don't have the talent.
Wow. So now the Hawks have 8 wins. Knicks, 9. 9. Put a bum on it. Yeah. So, something that pissed me off was Stephen A. Smith. I just thought his comments about the whole thing with Josh Gordon.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know what he said. So, if he can explain to me what he said.
Stephen A. was just trying to say like he's clearly got like he was trying to dismiss the whole mental health aspect of it and was just harping on his addictions to
like he's saying he took drugs
yeah. Just like he's addicted to drugs and he's got a drug problem and it's on him and that's it and blah 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 and like he wasn't really sympathetic to the whole the guy's got clearly mental health issues and I think. Something that's not being talked about here is I think he likes the weed.
I think something happened with him.
And I think that
he has yeah.
No, I think the cannabis, the marijuana, whatever he likes to do, I think that helps with his mental health.
But you don't think
and he's choosing that over
it has nothing
getting
to do
hit
Stephen
in the head
A?
All the fucking time. What do you mean? You think he
said that his
left
family had a problem with like
Stephen A did.
Yeah, yeah, back
that his family.
Yeah. And he missed that. That's why he's very aggressive towards it.
That his family had what a substance
well,
abuse
I think
problem.
Stephen A. was saying that it's not like a cancer, it's not some inherited disease. It's more like you decided to do cocaine for the first time, you decided to drink that, you know, scissor, or you decided
right.
to smoke weed. Like you did
and
these
it's,
things,
and, it's a,
and now mental health has become kind
thank
of
you.
An excuse.
Thank you.
Oh, so
you
he thinks it's a cop-out.
I think that's what it is.
And so
that's part of it. He's not denying that
Josh is right
that he has a mental health. like he has mental health issues, but I think he is using this like mental health thing as a mask for I'm still doing drugs.
Right. I see what you're saying.
We were, so, talking, like, talking about this on the way up. So Josh said, like,
Stephen A. Smith is getting a lot of heat because people think that he's ignoring the mental health aspect of it and just saying he's an addict. But I think it's not that. I think Stephen A. is just saying that, you know, hey, I'm doing tons of drugs and not obeying the rules of the league that I'm in, but I'm saying I have mental health issues simultaneously. So it's like, you know, what is it?
Yeah.
Is it an excuse for breaking the rules, or do you really have the mental health issues?
Well, the part, I guess the part that bothered me about Stephen A. Smith was he wasn't challenging him, hey, bro, what is it? I think Stephen A. was clearly saying, no, this is what you're doing. You're not fooling anyone. It's not a mental health issue. So you have drug problems. Do you really know Stephen A.?
Do you think Stephen A. knows more? Obviously, he knows more than the public, right? Like, more than me, Josh, you, me. Do you think he knows, like, inside shit?
I think he does about NBA players. I don't think he does about,
like, you don't Josh think he knows, Gordon. Like, inside
maybe,
shit
you never know. We don't know. Maybe. He might know agents and different stuff. Yeah, he could. I think Stephen A. is, I mean, first off, he's probably the hardest working guy over at ESPN. The guy's on fucking every show.
Where's he coming in? He's from Queens or Hollis, Philly?
Queens, yeah.
Or Philly?
Hollis. No, Hollis, Queens.
He's Chris, a Queens
he's
dude.
Worked Christmas in Queens, and Hollis. Like, he's worked for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah.
Katie, what do you think?
I don't think she knows anything about this.
So,
the topic. I think the thing, Stephen A., you know, he likes to just be a know-it-all.
So I'm curious, like, when does the mental thing stop? Where's the barrier? Does it turn into weed, coke? Does it turn into I just killed 18 people, but I have a mental disease?
Right.
You know what I mean? Where does it stop? No one knows that, right?
No one knows that. It's only something that we just started.
He's a smart kid. But he just sliced off four people's heads. But he was smart, though. He had a mental disease.
Yeah, I know.
Where do you stop at that?
That's why this is
something. It's a very gray area.
I know. That's why this is something that's only been started to talk about, like, the last couple of years. You know, people are coming out about it. It's
a touchy subject, man.
Yeah, it is.
But I think he's done, though. His NFL career is done.
Yeah, it's done now.
He's suspended. He's going to be suspended because he obviously tested positive for something.
Oh, he's done.
Yeah. So I think he is on that. I forgot. They call it the death sentence, I think.
Like, okay.
Indefinite.
So he can appeal it, but he can't appeal it until like another year or two.
Yeah.
So I think essentially done. After a year or two, like, his NFL career is done. And no team will trust him.
Do you think Roger Goodell cares at all about Mr. Gordon?
But at the same time, like, I think, all right, part of the NFL community, whether it's the Patriots or the Browns or somebody, they should, obviously, like, he made friends, like, you know, his teammates are his friends, or people in the organization care about him. I think they should try to continue to, you know, I guess provide these channels or avenues where he can go get help. Like, that's the thing. Like, football's not important anymore.
Right.
You got to make sure that.
But you think it actually
healthy enough to carry on?
You think a football team? You think a football team actually cares about a mental health?
Like a random wide receiver?
No, I think. Listen.
I don't think so.
I think they should.
Yeah.
If
you had a player, all right. It's caring about a human being.
I get it. Josh Gordon, right? We'll do whatever for him. Right? Say it's a fifth string wide receiver. You think they're doing the same shit?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
So when they come out with that mental health bullshit, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, but you don't think there's like a fifth string wide receiver on a team or fifth string something on a team that hasn't just suddenly left the game, and we probably don't know about it because they're not going to talk about them.
But did they help him?
You mean the team? Did the team try to help him?
Probably not, but at the same time, like,
what I'm saying is, though, did the Cleveland Browns put as many resources to that random dude who's like an eighth receiver who got cut in 2004 compared to Josh Gordon?
They're also paying Josh Gordon a lot more money, no?
Well, why are you paying him more money?
I guess they found out.
Like I said, they invested. Like I'm saying,
talent and smartness overrides all.
Yeah, but that's anyway. That's just the NFL.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
If
so
you, if when, you were from Goldman Sachs, and when, the male guy has a mental health problem, or the investment banker completing all the deals has a problem, they're gonna help. Who are they gonna help?
Right.
No, we agree.
You exactly admit what I'm saying. If you got talent, you get.
Yeah.
You get whatever you want.
No, that's just life, yeah.
If you're smart,
yeah.
You get it.
Yeah.
It's the same shit.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It's crazy, though. Week 14, you know, I mean.
Just like
I know,
that.
And I was thinking, like, before this, too, I was, I forgot who I had told, but I said that when they get to the playoffs and they need a big play, I feel like Josh Gordon is the guy. Like, he's the most talented by far.
Yeah.
That they have. Like, by far. Because we have Chris Hogan.
Chris Hogan.
And Edelman.
Edelman.
Josh Gordon's
Edelman's like fucking, Gronk. Like, us three jacked up on fucking roids.
So, I was saying, like, he's the guy, like, you can go to. Like, he can have, like, an 11-reception game.
Right.
Like, big playoff game to help them win the game or make the big catch, like the 60-yard bomb catch and win the game. But, like, the timing of this sucks. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
And it's not about football. If the dude is really like going through some stuff, he needs to just get better. You don't want to see.
So
him.
What do you think? What do you think is like?
I would like this to have a happy.
What do you think
ending?
Is like?
Yeah, I hope like, I wish him all the best.
What do you think is like messed up with him?
If I had to guess, I think
he has crazy anxiety.
All right, so this guy admitted to smoking weed.
Who's the guy
and
anxiety?
Drinking what before games?
Yeah,
my man. Do you have anxiety? Down. You have anxiety. You have anxiety.
What?
Anxiety.
I don't know.
I mean, who doesn't have
I think,
anxiety?
I think we all have anxiety.
I think we all,
right?
we all deal with it.
We all do.
Yeah.
So I think his shit.
I also think my life was way different than his life.
Oh, been, he grew up in.
He's been through some stuff. So to cope
absolutely.
With it, he's drank and he's smoked and he's done other drugs and things like that.
Yeah.
I can't walk a mile in his shoes. His life is very different.
That's not what I was saying. You know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
Like.
What I would love, me.
We have no idea like what he came from.
What I would love for him to, if it is indeed that cannabis is the only thing that alleviates his depression or whatever mental health illness he has, and that he hasn't come out and said that, he should. I mean, that would change the game. That would make it, not a banned substance anymore.
But then
if people want to use that to alleviate pain, fuck.
You get into a slippery subject where everyone's like, hey, yeah. I had to get high to do whatever.
Yeah.
But no, but if that helps him, then that's fine.
He can go out and drink alcohol, and that's okay. I mean, you know.
Somebody, you know what I mean,
know.
Though.
No, I know. Well, hemp was just made, it was just passing the farm bill. It's not a Schedule I drug.
It's like, yo, I got high, so I fucking slid the dude.
But like CBD or something, you know, which is
for a
completely healthy. You know.
Where the rule is,
yeah.
You can't
no,
smoke
I know.
Weed. It's like if I worked for a corporation that said you can't wear jeans to work.
Right.
The moment I
was dude,
working,
well, what
so
I'm saying
fired.
Is, what I'm saying is,
hold on, dear. Telly does not wear little jean shorts.
What I'm
tell me, Telly. Tell me, dear.
Lyle.
Hold on.
Lyle in the house.
So I want to hear Telly talk about what I got to say. You want some dumplings in my face, dear?
Yeah.
Paul wants me to do Telly.
It's a hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't do Telly.
God damn it, Clyde, stop going out of my shit.
Hit the Nick Jonas. Anyway.
I got me a chance.
So, yeah, I mean, listen, the point I'm making is I get it. I get it. You're saying it's illegal, right? By the league. I'm saying what needs to happen is maybe he needs to come out and get the league to finally look at it as, you know, even if it's not THC, CBD, which is completely legal federally now. It just got passed in the farm bill. CBD alleviates anxiety and
what the
depression.
Fuck is that?
So CBD, cannabidiol, it's part of the cannabis sativa plant.
But I think, like,
and it doesn't get you high. It doesn't have THC
it
in it.
Explain it to the masses, though.
I'm just explaining it. It's basically marijuana. This is the easiest way to explain it. It's marijuana that doesn't get you high. So it gives you all the
eases,
other medicinal
like,
symptoms.
Whatever. Okay.
Inflammation, anxiety, pain, you
so
know,
it's,
anything.
It's better than Xanax.
Listen, you have a cannabinoid system in your body.
Right.
That runs with your immune system. You don't have a Zoloft system. You don't have an ibuprofen system in your body. We were born to smoke and take cannabis because it helps alleviate pain mentally and physically, period, end of story. Finally, they're starting to understand this. That's why they passed the Farm Bill, which legalized industrial hemp federally. That's done. Canada just legalized marijuana to Zoloft.
Xanax.
That stuff's made in a fucking lab. This stuff's from the earth.
But let me say something. I think
you don't think any of that stuff is like
what chemically imbalanced?
If the NFL legalized or didn't test for marijuana they didn't test for any marijuana, I think that Josh Gordon doesn't solve his problems, right? Like I think I think that he has some issues.
That's my argument.
I think there are other players in the NFL probably smoking weed. Maybe they just haven't gotten caught.
Look at his name?
I think he's the biggest.
First of all, he's a big name.
Yeah,
Josh Gordon. Emerson Griffin is. My man was
Minnesota,
shooting people in the fucking hospital.
Yeah.
He was another level.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why it's a sensitive subject,
And they took about it, right? They said, like, hey, I got you.
Yeah.
Like, we'll help you out. Like, no problem.
Yeah.
Hey, they realized he had a problem and they hooked him up.
Yeah.
He's still playing.
Yeah.
My man shot people in a fucking hospital.
Wait, what happened with that exactly?
He didn't shoot anyone in the hospital.
Yeah, what happened? He did
some crazy shit.
What did he do? What do you mean shoot people?
He didn't shoot anyone in the hospital.
I'll Google it.
Well, what happened? I mean,
Emerson Griffin did some crazy fucking shit.
I thought he just went crazy in the hospital.
Yeah,
I didn't think he actually shot people.
Maybe not shot, but he did
shoot people in the hospital.
Everybody, we're about to Google it.
Just Google it. Here, let's go. Emerson Griffin. Let's see.
Is Paul lying?
Google is Paul lying.
Shoots up hospital. According
Emerson
to Bob.
Griffin, dead.
He's back with the team.
No. Involved in hotel arrest.
Yeah.
Or in hotel incident.
Okay.
You idiot.
But there was no indication he had a gun. Freaking Paul making things up.
I didn't say he shot somebody.
Oh, no, no. He threatened to shoot someone.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
He threatened to shoot you. You said he shot up the hospital.
Pancakes always got that syrup, bitch.
Oh, my God. All right. Enough about all this depressing mental health. It's the holidays. It's Christmas, guys. What is everyone doing for Christmas?
Christmas time?
Yeah.
I'm going to Long Island. Show my cousins, show my brothers, my mother, my father, having a party, having a Bloody Mary.
What do you guys usually make for Christmas?
Lasagna.
Lasagna?
Calamari. We get some Zorn's chicken.
You don't do the ham?
We get ham.
Oh, you go ham?
Ham.
You go ham?
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken?
It's the best. Uncle Bri dressed up as Santa. Craig Carton actually might come.
No way.
He might come.
Craig Carton might make an appearance.
I swear to God.
Why? His family kicked him out? Oh,
he's going to prison.
Well, I know that, but he might be chilling in Massapequa.
Uncle Brent, he might come over.
Or is it East Islip?
Yeah. So he might have a party.
Okay. Juice, what about you?
Low key. I'm going to watch NBA all day.
Yeah,
we watch every single game, every minute of every game. I'm gonna love it.
It's so funny because every team they're advertising all their star players for the Christmas games.
Yeah.
And the Knicks have Tim Hardaway Jr. It's just kind of
I think they're gonna lose that game.
To the Bucks.
Yeah, you know?
And but, good. They need to. And then they play.
Yeah, I think this is not about who wins the games. I think it's the star power. It's you want to see LeBron
and the Warriors.
And
yeah.
You know, but listen, I'm a hoops junkie. I love watching basketball. I'll watch every single game. We'll probably have a big FanDuel game going. It'll be fun.
It just kind of sucks. I was hoping Kristaps to be back for Christmas. You know, Merry Kristaps. But, you know, it is what it is. Now we just want them to lose games so they can get...
They lost today.
Zion and, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it sucks. I don't like rooting for a tank. But a
couple of Christmas wishes. I would like the Knicks to get Kevin Durant.
Okay.
I would like the Giants to draft a pass rusher.
Okay.
Maybe a lineman.
Okay.
Kristaps, let him come back healthy. If he has to sit out the rest of the year, what I really think is going to happen, come back in March for the last 2 weeks just to get a run in.
Yeah.
He's healthy. Like, he's going to be fine. He can play. He's just going to get a run in.
If anyone could see Josh Rome's shirt, it is the sexiest, bonerific thing I've ever seen in my life. We got Kristoff. 99% jump status.
That kind of looks like Kristoff.
We got 98% dunk status. We got 97% god status.
All right.
Nilakina.
It's just
Frank Nilakina's got Fugazi status.
It's just the NBA Jam shirt with Porzingis and Nilakina.
He looks like a loser.
It is lit though.
Josh is walking away.
I'm definitely jealous of the shirt. I love it. But yeah, for Christmas, yeah, my Christmas wish is Zion and Durant.
Uh-huh.
If that both... Alright.
I love it, dear.
Think about that. If we not only get the number one pick and get Zion Williamson, but also somehow... Well, not somehow. I think it's very likely because of the connection with Rich Kleinman, whatever, that we've already explained on past pods. Former New Yorker, Knicks fan, whatever.
He's kind of a tool.
Wait, first of all, who's Rich Kleinman?
He's Durant's manager.
Explain it. Explain it to the yokels over here.
He's from Riverdale. He's a New Yorker.
He's from Riverdale.
Grew up a huge Knicks fan.
He's from Riverdale?
Yeah. Grew up a huge Knicks fan. Durant's manager. Obviously, Durant knows this. Durant's father is a big Knicks fan. Whatever. Like, there's just so many. Oh, God.
So who the fuck? What does he do?
Kleinman's kind of a chooch.
He is. I think the
is he a fucking chooch?
The speculation is that he wants to be like president of the team.
He's not getting that job.
Like, you know, I'll give you Durant if you give me a fucking.
He's not getting president.
Yeah. Like,
you think me and Josh could fucking murder this guy?
I mean, if it doesn't get us Durant, I don't want you to murder.
He's a legit agent. Like, I've seen docs. And
who the fuck is he? Who's he for?
Kevin Durant.
He's for That's a bunch it. Of other players.
But why is he only for Durant? That makes no sense.
No, Jason Williams, he has a connection to, too.
Yeah, he represents. Jay
Williams.
He's an agency. He's a company.
Jay Will. St. John's guy?
No, Jay Will Duke. Jay Will. ESPN Jay Will.
Jay Will St. John's.
Who is sex tape fucking shit?
What are you talking about?
Carissa. What the fuck?
Jason Williams.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
On ESPN.
Jay Will.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carissa Thompson.
Okay. Jay Williams has what? Wait, Jay Williams from Duke.
Well, Chris Thompson has a motherfucking sex tape.
Why am I hearing this for the first time?
Juice knows why the fuck.
He does?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Juice, why is he getting all with the Juice's one out? Juice's boys with.
That's like a thing that's like out there?
Juice's boys with fucking Jay.
Jay Williams?
Yeah.
Why am I just learning this now?
Because
I never knew that. Nah, fuck you. Let him ride.
But Kleinman is not getting that job.
Kleinman's a loser.
Yeah. Well, listen, if he doesn't have to get that job and he just brings Durant here, I mean, he's, you know, a godsend in my book. But yeah, I want both of them on the Knicks.
So, are you guys ready for billions?
I mean, we're far away, but we still got True Detective Season 3 coming.
I feel like that's just going to suck.
Why?
You think it's going to be bad? I lost hope. After, like, when I watched the second.
I guess talking about a trailer.
It's so bad.
It's, like, so obvious what's going on.
Well, I love Mahershala Ali. It seems similar to the first season. I mean,
he's going to, like, wake up, old, like, from a shit, whatever.
It's, like, similar to season one. It's, it's over a few decades, and it's a
he's going to wake up. Oh, what the fuck?
It's a crazy crime, but.
But, like, obviously that's a trailer, so they're going to do some, like, ram shit, and they'll fuck with us, but it's not going to be a good show.
Do you think there's a chance that they somehow tie in season 3 with season 1?
Nah.
Like,
they're not connected at all, bro.
But similar regions.
They ain't connected.
One's in Arkansas, one's in Louisiana.
That'd be cool.
It's with, like,
first of all,
it's with some shady fucking.
The first fucking season, right?
Kids going missing.
The first season, right?
Yeah.
Good show.
Oh, good is an understatement. Amazing show.
But
epic show.
Why is there fucking stars in the sky looking up like it's fucking Jupiter?
That's
just, what was that? Come on.
That's just at the end. It's just
wake
like,
up.
Whatever. It's not like a thing.
This is not fucking.
I
thought the first season.
It was corny. It was corny.
I thought the first.
Oh, I thought it was incredible.
Three episodes were.
You think McConaughey? You think McConaughey takes two or what?
in real life?
Yeah.
But not anymore. Maybe he used to. Yeah. Damn. Who is that? Oh, is that the Michigan? We're watching Milwaukee, Boston right now. These are two good teams.
I'm like, yeah, no. But,
pretty good.
Richard Matt. I think Richard Matt's on there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He really wore the durag, by the way.
Did he?
Yeah. Eric Jensen.
Me? Oh, that's my guy.
Yeah.
He said he wore, he said he wore
the durag. He answered me on Twitter when I, when Ben Stiller, my boy, tweeted at me.
Next pod, I'm wearing one.
Let's go.
Yeah, we gotta wear durags next pod. Cool. What?
Fire it up.
Fire what up?
Fucking pod.
It's up.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's been recording this whole time.
Juice.
It's been recording, man.
So, Jensen? Eric Jensen. I think we'd agree.
Eric Simpson.
I think we'd agree.
Other than the slurred words, I think we did great.
We did great.
This was fun, guys.
It always is.
Yeah.
Josh
is great.
Doesn't like it.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
See you in 2019.
Whoa.
I didn't press stop it. Paul, wait. Paul has one last thing to say. Very important. Let's give it a second.
Listen, Tilly. I love you, dear. I go to King's Walk. I did a pod with Don, with pancakes, with juice. We had a party. We had Chardonnay. We had a good time. We're going home. You go to Bedford Hills? I'm going to Malone. We're having a toot party. I love you, dear.
RJ, who the fuck are you? You and Nick Fane? Take him in the body bag.